just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A story from MERS News Service from the election, special election last night. And this is interesting. Saginaw City Fire Captain Chedrick Green won the special 35th State Senate election last night by 19 points, 58.87 to 39.42, restoring the Democrats' 20-seat majority in the Senate chamber in Lansing. It also marked the Democrats' 27th win out of 39 special legislative and congressional elections that have taken place so far this year, 2026, throughout the country. Nationwide, Democrats have won 27 out of 39 special elections. Why do I say special? The snowbirds aren't even back yet. May 5th, a lot of them don't even come back until Memorial Day weekend, the end of this month. That's number one. Number two, nobody is used to voting for a state senator in May. What have we always had in May? Bonds and millages, most of them for schools and or roads at the local level. A three-county state Senate seat. They didn't get the information out to the Republicans. It's that simple. Why? Even though the Democrat won last night over the Republican 58.87 to 39.42, Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris November 5th of 2024, 60 to 40. By 20 points. Last night, it was a complete flip. The Democrats did the job of getting the information out, and they outspent the Republicans 6-1. Chedrick Green, in a statement last night, 10:55 p.m., we delivered this decisive victory by listening and speaking to the things keeping everyday people up at night. Worries about affordability, safety, and freedom. I'm excited to go to Lansing to fight for every policy and dollar that helps hardworking men and women build better lives for themselves here in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties and sets up our kids for a brighter future. Quote, end quote, said Green. Well, somebody wrote that for you, with all due respect, Senator, Saginaw City Fire Captain, and you delivered it well. You read from the piece of paper very, very well. Meanwhile, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel Jr. said, with gas prices spiking, grocery bills are up, voters are clearly fed up with the president and his Republicans and their cost-raising agenda, end quote. Well, Republican Party Chair Senator Jim Runstead, he has a comeback, and this is very, very interesting. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, continuing on this story by MERS News Service. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel Jr. made his statement about this 20-point victory, 19 actually, for Chedrick Green over the Republican Jason Tunney. Well, Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead said while Democrats and some media members will try to use this special, quote-unquote, special election as some sort of national barometer, Tunney had outperformed expectations, and recent history shows that there's little correlation between special elections and general election day in November. Jason Tunney, folks, before the April 21st, 4 p.m. deadline at the Bureau of Elections office on Allegan Street in Lansing, west of the Capitol, I've been there many, many times, having filed my affidavit of identity not once but twice for state Senate. I know exactly where that building is. I know exactly where Jonathan Brader's office is. I know where Benson's office is. Jason Tunney has already filed before the April 21st, 4 p.m. deadline to be on the ballot in November. If he, in fact, does win the August 4th Republican primary, which he will. No Republican, if they decide to challenge him for August 4th primary, will beat him. He's got name recognition. He was already on the ballot last night. He got almost 40% of the vote. He will win the August 4th primary, and he will face off against Chedrick Green in November. General election day in November is going to be a much bigger turnout than they had last night. Party Chairman Runstead, Republican, said, quote, "This is only the halfway point." Last night, May 5th, we're 6 months away from November. The contrast between Chedrick and Tunney will only become more clear to more and more voters over the next 6 months, said Runstead. Tunney made a statement last night, "While I congratulate Chedrick Green for winning the special election tonight, don't start measuring the drapes just yet." Why? Because I'm excited about what lies ahead. I'm not going anywhere. Tunney is going to run for the rest of this year, even though he lost the special election. He's going to be in the August primary. He will win the August primary and will be on the ballot against Green in November. Tunney did not deploy much of his notable personal wealth for this race. He allowed the Democrats to basically shoot their wad. $1.2 million to win a seat that the Chedrick Green senator is going to have to defend in November. With him being, quote unquote, the incumbent, how much money do you think outside donors are going to spend in this race to help him in November? Nowhere near the amount of money they gave him for this race. Why? Because he's, quote unquote, the incumbent. What is the reelection of incumbents in this state? Roughly about 90%. So they think it's automatic that he will win in November. Well, guess what? The Senate Republican Campaign Committee has $7 million cash on hand. And they only spent $200,000 in media buys, according to Ad Impact's analysis. The philosophy was that there was no point in spending $1 million only to lose by a smaller margin because they were outraised. Democrats spent $1.21 million on that race. The Republicans, $215,000. Most of it was spent in March and April. I got a very simple question for you guys. How many snowbirds saw those ads here in northern Michigan, mid-Michigan actually, in March and April? None of them. Why? Because they're down in Florida. They're down in Texas, Arizona. They weren't even in the state of Michigan when those TV ads ran. And now Curtis Hertel wants to make it a big deal that Cedric Green won? Well, in closing on this story, Michigan Republican Party chair said Tooney is in a prime position to win the seat in November. Why? Because President Trump is going to be here six times between the pre-August 4th primary and then the November general election. Oh, the Democrats are chomping at the bit. Why? Because gas is almost $5 a gallon. Diesel is almost $6. And they think the Iran war will be continuing all the way through November. Not going to happen. As soon as this agreement can be struck, Iran does what President Trump wants, stock market is going to go crazy. Even with these high gas prices, did you see what oil did yesterday? It dropped down to $102 a barrel. Donald Trump at the Oval Office yesterday was asked by a reporter, did he think it was going to get this bad because of his actions in Iran? You know what President Trump said? This bad? This is nothing. He said, I expected to see oil go to $200 to $250 bucks a barrel. The highest it's gotten so far has been $120. I expected to see gas prices at $8-$9 bucks a gallon. National average right now for regular is $4.14 across the entire country. Here in the Midwest, Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, our region, Great Lakes, AAA says it's $4.87. Donald Trump said he expected $8 to $9 a gallon. Well, in Saginaw, one of the very key counties in that one precinct, of Saginaw population, Cedric Green got 383 votes. Honey, the Republican, got 8. And the Libertarian got 4. One precinct in Saginaw. Okay, we'll give you that. But what about Midland and Bay counties? Got a lot closer real quickly. Is there more work to do in Saginaw? Yeah, a little bit. It's all Democrats. Saginaw is all Democrats. Democrat mayor, city council, everybody in Saginaw is a Democrat. I'm surprised that Tunney even got 8 votes. Well, it's going to be a very interesting November election. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. And also, it made history. Why did it make history? That Senate seat in Lansing, state Senate seat, 35th district, was left vacant for 487 days. Governor Gretchen Whitmer didn't even call for the election until August 29th last year, 238 days after Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, the Democrat, vacated the seat on January 3rd of 2025. She won her congressional seat. You can't occupy two different elected offices. She resigned on January 3rd of 2025. Whitmer didn't even call for the special election until August 29th, and then it was held last night, May 5th of 2026. Well, everybody is going to be on the ballot in November except President Trump. But he is going to be here a lot after the August 4th primary. Absolutely. When gas prices have dropped down back to about $2.50, $2.40 a gallon, about almost half of what it is right now today. And as a result, the stock market, the Dow Jones folks, is going to be probably about 52 to 53,000. It'll blow right past 50,000 and get up to about 52, 53,000 in November. S&P 500, NASDAQ, they're all going to be setting records. Tax returns are coming. Companies, which because of the one big beautiful bill, you can go out and buy equipment this year, even actually started the fall of last year. You can go out and buy new equipment for your company and write off the entire expense in this year's income tax filing that's due April 15th of next year. 100% full write-off. No depreciation. The entire cost. Do you know what companies are going to be doing this year? They've been holding off. They've needed a new lathe, or they needed a new welding equipment. They needed some new high-lows. Earth-moving machines, excavators. They're all going to replace their equipment this year, because they get to write the 100% entire cost off this year. Well, guess what? This is going to be absolutely amazing what happens as soon as this war ends. And Donald Trump is getting almost to the end of his patience. He's told Pakistani leaders that have been mediating, negotiating this peace deal, here's my demands. Make it happen, or I'm going to start bombing the hell out of them. Was it a threat? You dang right it was. Trump has had it. He is fed up. It's going to end soon. It'll end this month. I predict before Memorial Day, this deal will be done, and there will be a new regime running things in Iran. They can't afford to pay their soldiers. They're losing $400 million a day. They are not selling any oil. They're going to have to start capping their oil wells because their storage tanks are full. On the Hour News Break, hour number two, we'll be right back.